This is the E-Commerce Brain Trust, a podcast about building momentum online for established consumer brands. Join our hosts and their expert guests for high-level conversations about e-commerce strategies, trends, and innovations. Access our brain trust and boost your brand's e-commerce potential.
I'm here with Angela Caltagirone, the Chief Digital Marketing Officer of a new brand called PB Five Star, which is in the pickleball category and launching at Etail West in Palm Springs. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is like your official launch, and you kicked off with a pickleball tournament this retail conference.
Absolutely.
How did it go?
It went fabulous. And not that the crowd can see me, but I'm still in our PB Five Star gear, worked up a little sweat in beautiful Palm Springs, but we had a really nice turnout. We had crowded, and it just shows how popular pickleball is, that people took time out of the conference to come down to the courts. And it was, we had some overflow. So we had 50 people and people circulated on and were just having the best time.
Why did you decide to launch the brand here?
It was perfect timing. And I've been an Etail Council member for more than 15 years and really have come probably 17 years to this conference. And it's a much more intimate conference. You know, based out of the San Francisco Bay Area, we have, our company has roots from East Coast to West Coast, as well as some folks in Australia. And we just thought it would be perfect timing. And it doesn't have to be, we're going to be very authentic in the pickleball community, which has tournaments and many opportunities. But at the same time, the everyday player are people like you and I that, you know, that have our day jobs and are in various verticals and various industries. And what better place than the JW Marriott with 8 beautiful pickleball courts?
Yeah. So pickleball, I want to talk about pickleball and the brand, but I also want to talk about your career, which is super interesting and very much a part of the brand story, about how you and the founders and key people at the company all came together with a, you know, shared background. Let's actually start with the product and the positioning, and we can talk about that a little bit. So pickleball, you'd have to be living under a rock to have not heard about it. Mm-hmm. I've even played it myself as a late adopter, but it's really growing so quickly. Tell us about like the demographics and where PB Five Star is fitting a need that hasn't been addressed yet.
Yes. And so the demographics is amazing because you'll see multi-generations playing on the court together, literally grandparents, parents, and kids, and, you know, adult kids. You also, it's at different levels, and you're, and it, you can't tell from somebody onto the court if they're going to be a five player or just a beginner. And it really does bring men and women, all genders, as well as all ages together. And it's really a sport of accessibility and just camaraderie. And so what we've seen, really the 18 to 30 younger demographic is the fastest growing segment of pickleball. Mm-hmm. And it's partly because it's all on the pillars of social and wellness and camaraderie. And it's really seemed to have taken off. You know, obviously we've all been through the pandemic and it's got a reboot.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, makes total sense. It's at the intersection of health and wellness, which is a huge priority for that generation, community that we're all lacking.
Yes.
Face-to-face time and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think with that, what we wanted to fill in, there's also the style component, which we do. That's the other pillar. And we're going to anchor on that. Pickleball has been a little bit of a stepchild from the other racket sports. And it's nice not to be an afterthought and to come at it with a full look head to toe. And we're filling that with, again, yes, you could assume PB stands for pickleball, or does it mean personal best is what we like to talk about. And that means looking, the better you feel, the better you look, you know, if you look good, you feel good, the better you become towards your overall goals. And it's kind of this sense of bringing that camaraderie also and a little bit of style to the courts as well.
Tactically speaking, what is different about pickleball apparel to tennis?
Yes. And it is a little bit, we're seeing more color in tennis now, but certainly in pickleball. And really, it's all about attention to detail and comfort, right? You want to look stylish, but you still need that movement and so forth. I know I'll take it as an personally, and I've been playing lots of pickleball and on the court, you know, definitely in tennis, you want a place to put the ball. And certainly we have a place for it, even in the pickleball apparel. You certainly get it into our skirts and into our pants and so forth. But there is a little bit of more freedom with that. And a little bit, I think I've just seen it on the court. I just played with someone next to me, you know, who's wearing a tutu and bright pink and purple and having a great time. There's also with the lot, so much in tournaments and accessibility to tournaments and fun, mix and match play between partners and, you know, across genders. And so there's lots of coordination going on. And what you'll see from us is a lot of the mix and match and double the fun and coordinated looks. And not just across the board, but within being able to buy pieces that also mix and match. And we're really making them for on and off the court. There is that social part. Yeah. So many people getting on the court and then heading out to dinner or drinks or having some fun together.
Awesome. Let's talk about the founding team. And you've all got very extensive retail experience. Tell me about how the founders came together and how you came together in your relationships in the industry.
Yes, it's an amazing story. And I'm so proud and grateful for the opportunity. Chris Gallagher is the CEO and founder, and he and I worked together at Vionic, and he was the co-founder of Vionic Shoes that came from Australia and more than a dozen years in the US and became a $300 million retail company. It was acquired by Caleres, a footwear conglomerate, about 5 years ago. And he has about 30 years in the industry in footwear, you know, and my background is 25 years at home, Williams-Sonoma Inc., then some apparel mixed in, but fast forward, then became, you know, what I like to say, I got the quick rundown in the 4 years that I was at Vionic through the pandemic, and we very much became an omni-channel brand, and it was rooted in wholesale, and I brought it to e-commerce and really grew e-commerce more than double while we were there. But so I'm sharing the relationship there with our CEO. We also have a founding team, you know, 30 years of a designer in product and a partner as our CFO, COO, who's been at Crocs and Vionic and some other folks that along the way with my digital experience at Williams-Sonoma Inc. and building the brands from $200 million to $5 billion and all the digital transformation have brought some people along.
Very cool. I want to come back to your experience going wholesale to digital because it's the reverse in this situation. But before we do that, I want to ask about your go-to-market strategy with you're starting with D2C first. I'd love to hear more about your plans for the future in terms of retail channels and where you see that going.
Great. I love, and we will be learning as we go. But one thing I know, I've been very much an omni-channel retailer from the get-go at Williams-Sonoma Inc. It was, you know, obviously very much retail stores. And at Vionic, it was very much anchored in partners and wholesale and marketplaces.
Yep.
And honestly, we want our customers to buy where they'd like to buy. And I have a huge respect, and so does Chris and the team, in terms of our wholesale partnerships that we plan to develop. And in our past, we had 1,700 retail partners from key accounts to, I could see the sporting goods stores now to the pro shops right here at the JW Marriott, right? Mm-hmm. So we plan to go across the board. And I think we want to be in real life. Pickleball is a game played in real life. And so we want to be there. Same time, marketplaces, having worked very extensively in marketplaces with footwear, it is absolutely going to be an area we're going to have to understand how we step into it. The realistic answer is we only have so many resources. And you want to kind of establish, you and I think offline had talked about, we want to establish our brand and really get our storytelling and what we stand for and values and get some recognition. Mm. And we will see where that goes. But basically an omni-channel in every sense of the word strategy for us for go-to-market.
Yeah, that makes total sense. There's been a philosophical swing away from D2C in the past 5 years that at least seen where CPCs are a lot higher. It's harder to acquire customers. It's more expensive. You know, the deprecation of the cookie, that's made it more challenging. And a lot of these D2C first or D2C only brands have swung the other way into marketplaces. What gives you the confidence in the D2C model, you know, beyond that closeness to the customer and the ability to get to perfect your messaging? you seem to be doing things differently at PB5 compared to a quote-unquote average D2C company.
Yeah, I get where you're going from. I really come at it, how do you grow a brand? And the first part of it, and I'm, for those raising my hand, because I'm very Italian, so, the hands are waving right now. But it is about the product, right? Mm-hmm. We say we have quality product, edited assortment, attention to detail. A lot of our products are made in the USA right now. We're really spending time developing what is our brand story. And as we target, it is that 25 to 30-year-old design customer. We're really, that design target is that 25 to 30-year-old. However, we expect all ages, just as inclusive as the sport is, to be enjoying our apparel and, other products coming in the future. What I'd like to say is that we really built the foundation where we're looking, what is our 3-year plan? How are we going to think about profitability immediately in that first order profitability into lifetime value? If you were to ask me, I've been art and science. I characterize myself as a CMO, CDO, that's both. But honestly, I'm a geek, definitely lean geek. And in, when I say that, with full respect to the branding, we are going to make sure that we're planning, our future and how do we grow in a responsible fashion. And we know it's going to be harder as we go. And so it'll take the pillars of our tech stack, our channel mix that we were talking, is it, start D2C, partner with retailers, figure out our marketplace strategy and start to understand that. And with top of funnel all the way to bottom of funnel tactics. And I came from a history of direct to consumer, where building and hardcore incrementality metrics were at play. And I've grown in respect in the last 5 to 10 years in terms of feeding top of funnel. And that's so important as a new brand. And it'll be on the pillars of, partnerships and collaborations and influencers, press, And a lot of the authentic brand, because pickleball is such a part of the community, just like doing an event like this at ETAIL, we had such an amazing turnout. We're going to want to get out there and do more grassroots in real life. And in the future, even with philanthropic ideations and so forth, there's so many people that want to put forward events that are fun and great, but also contribute back. And we think pickleball is a way to do it. And if we could help facilitate that, both in our content strategy, we'd love to do that. The one thing I want to add on, I think we're going about it smartly with also being using AI. And I know it's such a hot topic. And when I say AI, because it touches every dimension, it is about also the content development and we built a lot of our content to help naturally scale for SEO, getting ready for SGE and the Google changes coming. But being authentic and real and, valuable content with real experts that we plan to have, from physical therapists to certified health specialists to fashion specialists, right? So, and really bringing that full ecosystem together, an ecosphere to reach the consumer, make it lots of fun.
Super. So I'm familiar with, a lot of people will be familiar with Vionic. It's a, style forward functional footwear brand. What is different and similar about the go-to-market approach here to Vionic?
Yeah, I guess I even think beyond, I know we all have roots with that brand, but it's really starting with D2C, which was the opposite in, a footwear brand like that. And was there, it was 85% wholesale when I joined, and we got it to be more like 40-60. Which is great. It's a nice, very high respect for our retail partners, but you also want to have that foothold in direct to consumer. And whether that's dropship or marketplaces and so forth, but as well as pure, coming to our website here, because of course, fastest way to start, and we can control our brand story and get that just right and test our products and understand that go to market. We are starting with direct to consumer, but very much are looking forward to getting into the other channels pretty quickly. I think I may have mentioned to you as we're getting ready for this, we've built a cannon to fire a bullet because we've really invested in some of our technology, our back of house ERP, our warehousing partners, usually a mom and pop pickleball brand is not going to be doing that. So we already have sights on building the foundation so that we can grow as well as go global.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think a lot of D2C brands start because there's a philosophical, well, at least initially, I remember the days of Casper. I was like,
oh, right.
Cut out the middleman. This right. is wasteful. Mm-hmm. And I think that was misdirected and people see that now. And then another reason why some brands start D2C is they don't have the retail relationships.
Correct.
There's no other option. But in the case of PB Five Star, your founders and certainly yourself and the other founding team, mm-hmm. you have the retail relationships. So it's very much an active choice to go in this direction, which is different to a lot of D2C brands.
Yes. And again, we're launching the site to get the bones, but immediately we'd love to partner with retailers.
Yep. Mm. Yep. Anything else you'd like to add?
It's just been an amazing opportunity, and it's authentic that a brand, we're really focused on those pillars of style, camaraderie, and wellness not just in, obviously we're getting out there and active and healthy, but also the social and mental health, being social and providing that and just bringing a little bit of style and not being that afterthought, right, to a tennis brand. Or there's many, brands that might be trying to get into it, but they're not focused on it. And so, again, I would leave it as we are a brand for everyone, because as just pickleball is, and it's really, we love to use the line, let's play. That's what we stand for. It's about fun and camaraderie.
Yeah. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you. I love talking to you, Carrie. Thanks so much.